This is CRI News, and I'm Lucy Du. Chinese President Xi Jinping says the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation should play a leading role in promoting an open world economy. His comments come as the heads of states and governments from a dozen countries on both sides of the Pacific discuss a number of world economic issues on the Indonesian island resort of Bali. Xi Jinping also says the world should face all the difficulties the global economy is facing head-on with courage and resolve. Addressing the APEC meeting, Chinese President Xi Jinping says his government is going to deepen reform and open up in all respects, saying the Chinese economy has entered a new stage of development. Xi Jinping says the Chinese government is drawing up a master plan for the deepening of reforms in all respects. He says challenges that have been cropping up in development, on top of institutional obstacles, will be targeted. The Chinese president also says his government is going to follow a more proactive opening up strategy, which underlines balance in foreign trade. He also says his administration is going to create a legal environment in which foreign companies in China can operate in a level playing field with their Chinese counterparts. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of this year's APEC summit. Xi Jinping says the Chinese side wants to work with Russia to guarantee security and stability in the Asia-Pacific region. For his part, Vladimir Putin says he wants to maintain close contact with Xi Jinping when it comes to cooperation in various fields, including energy and infrastructure. At least 9 more people have been killed in a series of attacks through Egypt. 5 soldiers and 1 military officer were killed when unknown militants attacked a military patrol. Another 3 were killed in a car bombing in southern Sinai. 48 others were wounded in that attack. The deaths come following a wave of violence on Sunday in Egypt, marking the 40th anniversary of the Ramadan or Yom Kippur War. Close to 60 people were killed in violent clashes. The Egyptian authorities are pinning the blame for Sunday's violence on supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood. Over 400 Brotherhood supporters have been arrested. US President Barack Obama says he is willing to discuss the government budget with Republicans to end the partial government shutdown. Speaking while on a tour of the country's Federal Emergency Management Agency, Obama says there is not a subject that he is not willing to engage in. Obama and the Democrats have been staunch in their unwillingness to negotiate a Republican-demanded delay in the implementation of the Affordable Care Act. So-called Obamacare is set to take effect at the beginning of next year. The sign-up for the program began on October the 1st, the same day the US federal government shutdown began. The new sign of willingness to negotiate comes just 10 days before the US government hits its debt ceiling. A failure to increase the country's borrowing capacity will put the US government into default. The official death toll from last week's migrant shipwreck off the coast of southern Italian island Lampedusa has reached 232. This after 38 more bodies were recovered on Monday. 131 are still officially listed as missing. The boat capsized within sight of the Italian-held island of Lampedusa, which is located just kilometers from the North African country of Tunisia. Most of those on board were migrants from Somalia and Eritrea. Poor weather conditions are said to be hampering the recovery effort. Lampedusa is a popular destination for North African migrants hoping to find refugee status in Europe. New official data shows consumer credit in the U.S. has increased more than expected through August. The U.S. Federal Reserve is reporting total consumer credit has advanced by more than $13.6 billion. The figure is far better than the $10 billion forecast. However, the rate of credit card use in the U.S. saw its third straight month of declines in August. Japanese carrier Japan Airlines has ordered 31 A350 jets from Airbus worth $9.5 billion, breaking open the last major aviation market dominated by rival Boeing. According to the deal, JAL also has an option to purchase an additional 25 planes. The deal is a blow for Boeing, which has dominated Japan's aviation market. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.